You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Here's the line, based on their previous expression of opinion or ideas. That's the key line from the immigration folks as they announce that they are not stopping old Posey Parker from lobbing up and having a word about God knows what. Anyway, Section 16 we're dealing with here of the Immigration Act is a high bar, high enough that a few controversial views and a lot of hand-wringing control freaks here can't scupper it. Thank the good Lord. You can't stop a person arriving here based on their previous expression of opinion or ideas. It's not that hard to understand, really, is it? Not just the key line, I would have thought, but a critically important one. Just to be clear, I know not of this woman any more than most of the rest of you will. I watched a bit of footage of that Melbourne rally. I note with interest in Victoria, one of the MPs who spoke at the rally is on the verge of getting booted out of a party, but now has what looks like an increasing amount of support from her own fellow MPs over the fact that turning up and speaking is not actually a crime. And within the bounds of the law around inciting violence, etc., you are in fact allowed to say what you think. Where this has all got tricky is some people who follow these matters and people who promote these matters, at least in some small part, look to be fringe and or troublemakers. They are dealing with such events in the States right now around the activities of January 6th. We've seen it here on the grounds of our very own parliament. The part you don't want to squash, you know, the free expression of thought, isn't the problem. The problem is the extrapolation of those thoughts twisted to an absurd degree and turned into an often violent outworking. But banning people as those who wanted Parker banned because of what might happen isn't good enough or anywhere near good enough. We can't cancel because of fear. We can't ban because of what hasn't happened but could. Once you're down that slope, it's nothing but trouble. Michael Wood, the Immigration Minister, as you're well aware, doesn't want Parker here. He's entitled to his opinion because guess what? That's part of free speech. But people who would ban people because of their distaste are in fact more dangerous than the people they're trying to ban. And what makes them dangerous is the fact they don't get that.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.